Blog Talk Radio.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nolly Van Milligan. It's Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliments to host Nolivet Mills again. True friend, listen in as the healing begins. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strap with KJB, 66 to kill all that noise.
My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to the new season of the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nylevette Milligan. Thank you for joining me today. Today we're going to talk real quickly about the 2015 year in review. There have been some things that have happened last year that were something else. And, of course, we're going to go over them real quickly. If you would like to call in to the broadcast, please call in at area code 323-417-6701. Again, the number is area code 323-417-6701. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I ask that you pray for my co-host, Kendall Henderson. He wanted to be here today, but he's under the weather. God bless you, baby boy. So, as always, let's get started with some praise. Since this is January the 2nd, 2016, a very appropriate song we'll start off with is Dorinda Clark Cole, I'm Still Here, right here on the DYAFN radio program.
When I look back over my life and I see all the things God's done for me, been through danger, heartache, and trouble, I thank the Lord, He's rescued me. The grace of God. When I look back over my life, can I see all the things the Lord has brought me through? Been through sickness, trials, and suffering. Thank the Lord, He's blessed me still. Oh, I could have lost the faith, and I could have failed from His grace. Now I can say that I'm still here. The grace of God.
Oh, I'm still
creator is true. Think about the many daily situations you've been faced with, but there's only one who brought you through. With a name that's above all nations, haters and fakers and gangsters, cause a prostitute. There ain't another with his eyes on the sparrow like a slip bone and marrow, drawing the army of a feral in the middle of a battle. Let me introduce you to the mighty and majestic kingpin, creator of ripping all heaven. The villain of the saints, we go weapon to the day we fly away and hide away in the secret places. Time to face the fact, both of you try to you Pharisees, you hypocrites trying to battle me and what I believe, I'ma live Jesus Christ. And today my last breath will lead this life. And can't nobody change my mind, I've been refined and redefined by the divine kind of mind. They can spin a verse, create a universe, and nerve and reverse the curse. No less given by birth, but the curse is birth of the land that came first. I can understand and I give a praise for what he's worth, cause he saved my life. Ain't another name that can give you life, like the name Jesus Christ, and that's real.
Amen, amen, amen. You know what? That song is a goodie, but it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. I absolutely love that song. That song is called The Password by Canton Jones, The Password Jesus by Canton Jones. And I absolutely love that song. I'll never get tired of hearing it. Brother Jones, you are all right with me. If you would like to call into the program, please call in at area code 323-417-6701. Again, the number is area code 323-417-6701. We have about 45 minutes left in the program. Now, to real quickly talk about the year review in 2015. There were a couple of things that spiritually got my attention as far as the religious issues of 2015. One of them that got my attention was something that I just can't believe has happened. What it is that according to the Pope, which is in the Vatican City, he has denied the second coming of Jesus Christ. I can't believe that. How do you deny the second coming of Jesus Christ? And it told me a couple of things. Number one, you know, 2 Peter 2:1 says here, but there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. And the 2 Thessalonians 2:3 says, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed. The man is doomed to destruction. Now, it really surprises me about the Roman Catholic Church, about them denying the second coming of Jesus Christ. Not only has the Pope denied it, but the Vatican has denied this. And it's amazing to me why they're doing this. And ladies and gentlemen, let me be the first one to say in 2006, anything that is not of the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to stay away from it. Get away from it. Do not listen to these people who are trying to cover up Christianity with their worldviews. There's another article about religious views. And what this particular article says, that our God and your God are one, and it talks about the origins of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. This is located at the worldreligiousnews.com. It's an article there. You could go right ahead and read it. Now, this was posted on January the 1st of 2016, how they're trying to say that there is only one God among all these religions. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand about wanting to unite on the spiritual front. I also understand about uniting in peace. But I'm sorry, I do not accept the fact that the God of Islam and the God of Judaism is not the God of Christianity. Well, let me put it this way. The only issue that I have with this particular entity is that as far as I have checked, according to the Word of God, there is only one God who had a son that died for us to go to join him in heaven. Just one. His name is Jehovah Yahweh. That is the only God that I am aware of, according to the word of God, that is the true and living God. He came, he brought his son. He had a son who died for us to go to heaven and dwell with him forevermore. Allah didn't do it. Muhammad didn't do it. And the Jews don't even accept Christ as the Messiah. So I don't get that, and I'm going to do a little further research in that, but I do not accept that. I'm sorry, I just don't. Another thing that got my attention was the Pope was saying that God told him to revise the Ten Commandments. Now, I didn't know how true this was. I thought they were doing a little bit of sensationalism, because you know what? There are some things that people will just post as a lie, just like the religion of Christianity has taken a very severe beating last year. There were many pastors and ministers that were exposed doing ungodly things. And see, when you have just a few people doing things that are not of the Lord, or better yet, just doing bad altogether, people tend to blame the whole entire unity. Okay? Just like we talk about the police officers. Not all police officers are out killing our people, black people. Not all police officers are dirty. Not all police officers are racist. But because of a few knuckleheads and a few trigger-happy idiots, everybody wants to blame the whole police department, saying it's all corrupt. Guess what? It's not true. The people who do these kind of ungodly things, it's an individual decision. It is not something that people just go around plotting. I'm going to kill black people today. I'm going to kill black people today. No, that's not true. Now, just like the police department, Christianity has been taking a beating. There is a website called allchristiannews.com. And on allchristiannews.com, what they do is just simply report the different things that happen as far as Christianity is concerned. Okay? For an example, those hoverboards that are getting real popular now, I've seen a couple of people use them in church. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that's got to do with saving anybody, but all right. Okay? And it has other references. Like, for an example, Madonna says, the entertainer Madonna, she says that the Pope has the same message as hers. Okay, y'all. Really? What does that say about the Pope? There is another one that says prayer in Oklahoma schools has been deemed unconstitutional. Really? In other words, these are the things that have gone on last year to where Christianity is really taking a so-called image beating. And so for all of us who are Christians, for every single solitary light, for all of us who are Christians, for all of us that still believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, we need to get back to some good old-fashioned preaching. I very seldom hear anymore, and I'm not talking about from the smaller churches because I really don't know, but from the television evangelists or the ministers that I see on TV, I hardly hear about saving souls anymore. Okay? That's where I think the problem is we're taking the focus off of salvation. We're taking the focus off of soul saving. And we are failing as far as doing what the Lord has called us to do. We have got to get back to soul saving. It is about saving our souls. It is not about anybody knowing theology more than anybody else. It is not about your doctorate or master's in divinity. It is not about how many scriptures that you know or don't know. It is not about if you can pray or not pray. This is about saving souls, period. And we as Christians have got to get back to that. We are out of order if we're not telling somebody about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we are putting other people's souls in jeopardy as well as our own. We have got to get back to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Especially last year, another thing was is that there were a lot of people that kept saying, God, 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 God. No one hardly ever said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. In the Word of God, it says that nobody cometh by the Father but by me. That's what Jesus Christ said. Now, I am a mother, and my daughter and I, we are a package deal. You cannot be with me and not bring my daughter into the picture. It doesn't work like that. If you are the kind of parent that you are supposed to be, it should work the same way. Your children and you are a package deal. If someone comes in, if you're a single person, by the way, and if someone comes into your life that are not willing to accept your children, well, you can't deny my children and deny me. Father God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, says the very same thing. You cannot deny his son and then get by his son and go to him directly. It does not work like that. And for those of you that forgotten something, let me remind you of something. Father God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, is still in control. He's still running things. Yes, the Bible says that the devil is the prince of the air, but God is in control. He never stopped being in control. Let's talk about something else while we're at it. There is something that happened last year. I don't know if it was like last year or the year before last, but there was something that was trying to form called Chrislam, which is trying to combine the religions of Christianity and Islam. They call it Chrislam. How do you do that? And the first question I would ask is, okay, well, if this is Chrislam, who's God? Which one of the entities is the dominant? Since y'all want to combine stuff. Number two, and more importantly, where is the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of all of this? See, brothers and sisters, we have got to stay prayed up, and we have got to stay in the Word of God. There are too many of us that have gotten away from the Word of God, and we're mixing it up with all these so-called opinions and theologies and all this kind of stuff, and we're getting away from the original message that Father God had set down before us and that the Lord Jesus Christ's ministry has been so dominant about. We cannot lose sight of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the very cornerstone of Christianity. There is no one or nobody that is of the cornerstone of Christianity than us, than the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a call from area code 919-964. You are on the air with DYAFN. Who is this calling, please?
Good morning, this is Ms. Claire Storm. How are you? How's everybody doing?
I am fine. Good morning, my dear.
Happy,
well, good afternoon,
happy.
I should say.
Well, it's still morning here. But first of all, I'd like to say a very happy, I wish everybody a very happy and prosperous new year. And remember that success is in your hands. 2016 will be what you make it. So
Amen.
If you want to be successful, make it successful. If you want to be prosperous, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the type of life, abundant life, and the prosperity is what his plan has always been for us. So it's up to you to align yourself with his plan, and I promise you, you will succeed and be prosperous in 2016.
Amen.
So with that said, I've been listening in on the show, and I think a couple of things that I want to point out. Christianity is the religion, but let me say this right. Our walk with God is a personal walk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, religion is man-made. Everybody's going to come up with all these religions, all these bad ideas, and how we should praise God, how we should acknowledge him. Everybody's going to have an idea, and that's where all these different denominations and religions come from. However, your relationship with God is personal.
Amen.
And I believe that if we as Christians begin to take inventory of all of our personal relationships with God, then we will begin to be on one accord, and we can come against all of these attacks against God, against those things that we believe in. We don't fight with carnal weapons. We don't need to argue about the word. We present the word, and then if they accept it, fine. If not, then you just leave that in the hands of God, because they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting God. They're rejecting Christ. So, you know, I think that's the first step. I think we need to do personal inventories and evaluate our personal relationships with God individually. That's based on the religion, based on the word of God and what he says. We need to evaluate that, number one. And then once we do that and we're all really hearing from God, we can get on one accord. And then all these, you know, all these different people, Madonna and all these other different people, they can't stand. They can't stand because, unfortunately, in the body of Christ, too many people are trying to be the Madonnas of the church. They're trying to be the P. Diddy's of the church. They're trying to make a name for themselves and take the glory away from God.
Speak on, sister.
And because so many things, you know, we can't, you know, many people can't preach Christ because they're living hell. They
right.
are living in sin and getting up in pulpits and becoming missionaries. And, you know, their lives are so far away from God. They have a form of godliness and they deny God's power. So they refuse to acknowledge God because they feel, am I acknowledging God, ain't nobody going to acknowledge me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get the glory. And God should get the glory in everything that we do. You know,
Amen.
We should do things for the right reasons. You know, I've always thought, and I want to put this question out there. You know, there are so many people that say, I'm a Christian, which means we should be Christ-like. We should act as Christ acted. We should talk as Christ talked. We say we're like Christ, but if we're like Christ, we say we're Christians and we're Christ-like, we need to begin to see things as Christ would see them. We need to, you know, the woman at the well. Christ
mm-hmm.
did not call her all kind of, you just, you know, let's excuse my language, but you're just a hoe. What you doing here? You don't know no better. You didn't do this. He didn't do that. He saw beyond her situation and understood what her need was and met her need. And she got so excited Now, she went and told everybody what happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
Her life was changed. And Jesus wasn't seeking to get the glory out of that. He was seeking to save her soul. And if we focus on the things that matter, which are the things of God according to the word of God, and then when you get that relationship right, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven, forgive sin, and heal the land. But we can't get the healing of the land because too many people are seeking their own faith and seeking the faces of those who they think should be esteemed, giving everybody the glory but God. So, healing has to start on a personal level. Healing has to start on a personal level. You get that healing on the personal level, and then you begin to come together with those who have been healed, and you're on one accord. Where two or three are gathered, God is going to be in the midst, and the power of God is going to be evident.
Mm-hmm.
You start coming in agreement and one accord against the things of this world and all these things that are coming against Christianity, all these different things. I'm so tired of seeing Donald Trump on the TV with his foolishness. And everybody, I'm like, Donald Trump is trying to get this country blown up. But everybody thinks, Donald Trump. And I'm like, come on, God, we can't have this. But too many people are walking in fear. And there's a difference between walking in fear and being aware. I'm not saying be so heavenly minded you're no earthly good. Be aware of what's going on because you need to know what to pray and how to pray. So you need to be aware to have nothing to fear. Because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Why are you fearing? Why are you afraid?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you allowing the words and the dictates of a person who every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord? Why do you fear this man who has no power?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And I think
we
need to just kind of rethink. Everybody wants to be prosperous in the new year. You know what? Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to what is written in the word. I'm kind of paraphrasing a little bit here. But when you do that, obedience is key. Not only to the written word of God, but also to God, praying and seeking God for your purpose, your destiny, and
your personal relationship. Absolutely.
It comes back to that personal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And putting the glory where it belongs is seeking God and not man. Everybody wants a prophetic word. But nobody wants to pray and say, God, what do you have to say to me? They don't want to develop that relationship.
That's exactly right.
I was going to say, once you get that personal relationship with God, not based on what Pastor so-and-so said, not based on what Bishop, Evangelist, whoever said, but based on the word of God and seeking God and hearing his voice, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of another they will not listen to. If you're listening to what other people are saying, then you need to reevaluate your relationship with God. I've known people to make foolish moves because the quote-unquote prophet prophesied this thing over them. And it's nowhere near in line with what God, the direction God is trying to move you in. They blame God.
Well, here's the thing, and you hit it on the head about a personal relationship. So let me stepped all the way out here and say this. First of all, Christianity is not a religion. Only man turned it into a religion. It never has been, and it never will be a religion. It is a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a way of life based upon the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I want to say is simply this. And let me talk about me. I can't talk about anyone else. When I was out there fornicating and doing the things that I was doing, when I was lying and cheating and sleeping around, committing adultery and all this kind of things, it pushed me further and further and further back from the blessings that the Lord had for me because I was sinning. And when it comes to your personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, he is not going to bless you the way you deserve to be blessed unless you get rid of the trash that you are in. That is the reason why there are so many false prophets there. And see, these people are not Christians. They are hiding behind Christianity. They're sitting up telling you, and I think it's in the Bible where it says tickling the ear of the congregation. They're telling you what you want to hear to get out of you what they want. I remember I saw this video, and it was in an African something, and these three men were ministering to this woman. This woman was pregnant, and she was laying on the ground, and this idiot put his foot on her stomach. Now, if somebody will tell me where that is in the Bible, I'll be more than glad to oblige. But I don't believe that's in the Bible. And there are too many people that are following too many people that are speaking against things that are not in the Word of God. Okay, and since you're not reading the Word of God for yourself, you are believing these people, and because you will not take the time to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness.
And the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you are truly studying, now I'm not talking about, okay, I read two chapters today. Study the word of God. Get the revelation. It's not about interpretation. It's about revelation, and that's where a lot of people miss it. Everybody I do not want to hear another clever rhyme for 2016. Oh, I'm going to be the devil live a lot. Get to, you know what? And once again, it comes back to that personal relationship.
Woo!
And see, you got to stop trying to interpret the word of God and get the revelation of what God is saying through that passage of scripture. Dig into it. When I study the word of God, I study with an expository dictionary and a regular dictionary, so when words come up that I don't understand, I want to know, because the same word can mean different things in different contexts. So you need to study to understand, what is God really saying to me here? What is he really saying to me here? So that you can get the full revelation, and then when somebody comes with their interpretation, you already have a revelation, and you cannot be fooled. You cannot be deceived. And you will rightly divide the word of truth. And as soon as that false word or that interpretation that's pleasing to the flesh and not unto God comes across, your spirit is going to turn a flip and you're going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not right. That's not what God is saying. Because we want so much to please the flesh. We want to be comfortable. I'll be very honest. I don't know about anybody else's walk with God, but mine hasn't always been comfortable. Because there have been things that God has directed me to do. I'm like, okay, God, you want me to do it? For real? Okay. But obedience is key. And I remember I heard a lady preach years ago, and I can't remember who it was, but she said one thing. She said the Bible was based on two things, obedience and disobedience. If you obey God. If you obey God, if you're obedient to God, you will eat the good of the land. You will be blessed. You will be prosperous if you walk this walk according to the word of God. But see, nobody wants to, let me rephrase that. I'm not going to say nobody. Most people don't want to study the word. They just want somebody to tell them, give them the answers. And then when they get the answers according to the word of God, I don't want to do that because it's uncomfortable. Case in point.
Yeah, people, but they're going to be awfully uncomfortable in hell.
Listen, I've heard many people try to find reasons not to tithe. They just fight it. They fight it. That's Old Testament. Listen, Old Testament, I understand we're not under law, we're under grace, but there are so many principles in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the children of Israel, their cycle that they got into, you know what? If you study that and start seeing what they were doing to get out of God's good grace,
mm-hmm.
those principles you can apply to your life. I encourage you to study the Old Testament. Study the life of David. You know, study those Old Testament people and really see how they were blessed, who was blessed, what they did, so that you can apply those principles. But, you know, ain't nobody gonna go into no fiery furnace. Are you kidding? Oh God, y'all are really hot. Oh my God, Lord, I'm a god. Instead of praying and singing, you know, I'm telling the truth. It is the truth. People get so caught up in wanting to please the flesh. They get so caught up in wanting to do the things the way the world does them to be accepted that they forget God. They forget that God is so much greater and more than that in He who is in the world. You know,
and
we're supposed to be set apart.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got about 15 minutes left in the program, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call in, the number to call in is area code 323-417-6701. Again, the number is area code 323-417-6701. Now, I want to get my sisters back on what she just said. There's a lot of you out there that want to serve the Lord the way you want to serve Him, instead of serving Him the way that He wants to be served. And I'm telling you right now, it's not going to get you anywhere but in hell, because only what you do for Christ will last.
Mm-hmm.
It is not about you. It is not about me. It is not about any individual here on this earth. It is about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That He is the one that died for our worthless, sin-sick souls. Father God sent Him to do this. Father God came in the form of a man, Jesus Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach. Now, tell me the entity that had a son that died for you and me. This is why I'm saying that the God of Islam and the God of Judas, they're not the same God, because there was only one God that had a son that died for all of us. I'm bold enough to say it. I'm not ashamed to say it. And I don't have a closet religion. Now, there's a lot of atheists out there and agnostics and people out there that are saying there is no God. If there is a God, then why doesn't He stop all of this? Now, mind you, you haven't done anything to stop anything. You know, you still want to commit sin and you want somebody to clean up your mess rather than surrender to the Lord and let Him fix you. You can't fix yourself, because if you could, you would have been out of sin by now.
People have to understand, God will never override your will. He gave you a free will and an opportunity to choose.
Right.
If you choose. See, it's summed up in this one scripture. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of ram. In other words, I'd rather you obedient. Don't bring me your sacrifices of praise and worship if you're not going to obey.
Amen.
Bottom line, that's what it comes down to, a personal relationship where you are being obedient. I remember growing up, if I was obedient to my parents, I got my butt whooped.
Me too.
I didn't get spanking, I got whooped. Now, let's bring that to reality. When you disobey God,
you gonna
have
get
to allow
whooped.
Those things to happen. Life beats
right.
you down. Life wears you out. Whoops your behind and shows no mercy. But God is a merciful and gracious God. You come to Him humble with a truly repentant heart. He will forgive
Amen.
You and bring you back like the prodigal son. His father didn't reject him when he came back. He said, I'd be like as one of your servants. I don't even want to be deemed in that place. Father said, no. I'm going to restore you to your rightful place. And God will do the same thing for you when you come here to, with a truly repentant
mm-hmm.
heart, ready to be obedient to his word and his will.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the second day of 2016. My beautiful sister and I are encouraging you to leave your sin-sick soul in 2015 and start with a clean spirit of salvation in 2016. Romans 10 and 9 says, if you would confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Christ died for you, then you will be saved. But this is twofold. You not only have to confess it in your mouth, but you got to believe it in your heart. There are too many people that have let things come out of their mouth, but their heart is blacker than black. They just want to say what they want you to hear. They say what you want to hear. And you never know anyone's intentions as far as the Lord Jesus Christ and about your soul. Ladies and gentlemen, your soul is too high a price to pay to bow down to anything and anyone in this world. You are going to find yourself in hell. No one's even talking about hell anymore. No one's talking about the enemy. No one's talking about Satan and all the Satanisms that are going around. They're everywhere, even in the church, y'all. You have got to stay in the Word of God. And when I say stay in the Word of God, I am not talking about all these 15 million versions of the Bible. See, in my world, there's only two, the original Hebrew and the King James Version. I am not about the NIV. I am not about the ESV or the ASV. No, I'm not about those, because there are certain things that get misinterpreted in those Bibles. Therefore, misinterpreting Scripture is a very dangerous thing. And we have got to study, as my sister said, study to show thyself approved. So if there's anyone out there who has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there is a reason why you are here in 2016. The Lord spared you so you can become saved. Do not be fooled or deceived by any of these false prophets that do not preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. You better run. Even if they don't mention the Lord Jesus Christ, you better run. Because for centuries, this world has tried to wipe Jesus Christ off of the planet. But they're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. Even as the world gets more and more evil, it's not going to happen. So I encourage you, please accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior today, right now, and this very minute. Confess your sins. Now, it would help to have witnesses, but if you want to do it all by yourself, that's just fine, because God is the ultimate witness, and he knows whether you truly are sincere or not. See, it doesn't matter if I'm not, if I believe you or Miss Quiet Storm believes you, it doesn't matter, because we can't send you to heaven or hell. We're too busy trying to stay out of there ourselves. So every single broadcast, I am going to issue the fellowship according to Romans 10 and 9. So I urge you, please, become saved. Come to the Lord. Come just as you are. I don't care what you've done. The Lord Jesus can clean you up and change you if you are willing to be changed. Now, we got about 7 minutes left in our program. Real quickly, let me say this. There were a couple of deaths that have happened recently. The actor Wayne Rogers, who played Trapper on MASH, he passed away. He was 82 years old. And we have also lost one of the greatest singers of our time, Natalie Cole. She passed away. There are things saying that she died on December 31st. She died on January 1st. But Miss Cole was 65 years old. She was one of my favorite singers. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pray for her sisters and her son and her family. And we've got 6 minutes left. Miss Quiet Storm, do you have any last words?
No, I think I just said it all, and all I want to say is I don't know what else to say. But what I will say, you know, look, once again, as I said before, make it a very prosperous, make it, and I stress make it, because you're only going to get out of it what you put into it.
Amen.
Go ahead and just really seek God as his purpose, his will, his plan for your life, and allow that
Amen.
To be manifested in your life. And I guarantee you that you will be prosperous and you will have good success. And, you know, just take some personal inventory just to find out what's working in my life, what worked in 2015, what didn't work in 2015, what do I need to change to make it happen. You're going to have to let go of some things and some people, but that's okay. You'll be all right. They will too.
Yeah, amen.
So.
And ladies and gentlemen, we come to the end of DYAFN. And let me say this while I have my beautiful friend on the radio. I thank God for her. I remember we go so far back. We
yep.
have been through thick and thin, in and out. And I love my friend, Miss Quiet Storm. Love her very, very
I
much.
I love you, too. Thank you. I
and
you too.
I thank her because she is the reason why DYAFN even exists.
Yes,
and the Lord used her to put me into this ministry. And one other thing before I close. DYAFN is not about entertainment. DYAFN is not about show. DYAFN is not about appeasing the masses. DYAFN is about serving the Lord through radio. This is a ministry for me and to me. And I will continue as such. Sometimes I don't do DYAFN because the Lord hasn't given me what he wanted me to talk about on the program. But I will try to be more consistent and persistent this year. And so with that being said, I want to announce that I am now answered the call into evangelism. And so that is a journey that I am getting ready to take. And I will honor the Lord throughout my professional and my personal life. And I ask all of you that can and will, please keep me uplifted in prayer. Because I have to be obedient to the will of God. I cannot be obedient to people who want me to do certain things to increase their church or say certain things to increase money. I'm sorry, I can't do that. Because I have to answer to a much higher person than you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of DYAFN. I'd like to thank my beautiful sister, Miss Quiet Storm, for being here. We will see you next week. And, ladies and gentlemen, please receive this from Psalms 100, the third verse. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Have a blessed week.
What do you think about Jesus?